Okay, yesterday, I quickly learned through your days on the days, the Gemara discussed the idea of Nevuah, and that Nevuah is possible this man is there. Before I go back to this, it's one of my favorite topics. I just want to share with you. I forgot to bring the Rambam. I wanted to read to you how to become a Navi. You say the Atari is the first Chayavik. Sorry. Mind is gone. What happened in Mikra? That means that sometimes somebody is not a genius, says a smart thing. Not everyone. No, when a person learns and thinks in Torah, it's up to him. It's up to how much kachas he puts in. Hashkacha pratis is on things that are not mitzvah saraveris. Things that are mitzvah saraveris, it's up to you to do. That's the way it is. Instead, the Gra used to say that he worked hard and was mechadish chidushei Torah, and then he would ask a child a question, the child could answer it. But the Gra said, once you bring chidushei Torah to the world, it's in the world. That's after he brought it to the world. I didn't understand in the Hagdamah to Pas HaShulchan, there's a beautiful description of the Gra. The person who wrote the Pas HaShulchan was one of the biggest of the Talmidei HaGra. And he moves with the Talmidei HaGra to Eretz Yisrael. In the Hagdamah, he writes what he saw by the Gra. He writes many things that are Kaloyim. He writes when the Gra made a Siyam Ashir Ashirim, the Gra said that they were Nigunim that were given at Har Sinai. So the Chassidim also say that. He said there's some Nigunim that could be Mechayim Meisim. So nowadays, you listen to some of them, you can imagine. But they write there, Shem de Gra. The Gra said there's one Chiddush Torah that he doesn't want to tell anybody. He wants to save it for his Bechina upstairs. I know that. I didn't understand. What does it mean he doesn't want to tell anybody he wants to save it? If he tells somebody he can't use it upstairs in Shemaya. There's a Chiddush and it says which Sugya there it is. And I didn't understand. He wants to save it. What he wants to save it. The Rambam says the following. In Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Yisaydei hadas leida shehokel minabe es b'nei adam. One of the Yisaydei hadas is to believe in Nevuah, one of the animamins. Ein ha-Nevuah chala el al chacham gadol b'chachma, gibor b'midais, v'lo yehi yitzray misgaber alav b'davar ba'ayvam. The first thing he says, Elohum is gaber b'dayte al yitzray. Okay, you want to be a Navi. First thing you have to do is involve yourself in Chachma, Midas Tavis, and make sure that you're always Mizgaber on your Yetzirah. Adam Shemumula B'chol Midas Eilu. If you have all these Midas, Shalom B'gufay, Kishi Yikaneis L'Pardis, the expression Yikaneis L'Pardis means he starts to learn Kabbalah. V'yimshech fa'aseha in yonais ha-gedaylin, ha-rachaykim, v'tiyalei das nechayna lahavun lahasig. He'll start involving himself in these in yonim, to understand. V'miskadish v'haylech u'pairish v'darchei klal ha'am ha'alchim v'machshakei asman. And you pairish yourself from all of the olam hazeh type of desires. V'haylech u'mezariz atzmai u'malabin nafshai shaloi tiyalei machshava klal. You have to teach yourself not to think about the Dvarim B'Teilim, or Yankees, or Mets, right? V'lai mehavlai hazman, and not the silly things, the tachbulaisa, v'lai daite tome penuya l'mayla k'shura tachas ha-kisei. The machshave is to the kisei ha-kavid, l'havim ba'isna natsurais ha-kadaishis ha-tahiris. U'mistakel b'chachmosei shal ha-kadosh baruch hu kula mitzura rishayna ha-tabar ha-aretz. And try to understand the hanhag of the Bayri Yalim in the whole world. V'yodeya me'en godlai, and you recognize ha-kadosh baruch hu. V'yad ruach ha-kadosh sharala. When you do all that, you can't do it in a day or two, but you work on it, then the Ruach HaKadosh is shayra on him. U'ba'esha to Ruach alav ha-ruach, the star of nafshe v'maylas ha-malachim ha-nekron ishim, v'yahopech l'sh'acher, v'yavim b'dayte ke'ina k'moy shahaya, who realized that he changed. El sh'nis'ala ha-mal ha-shar b'nei adam ha-chachamim, k'moy sh'nemer, v'snabisa ima v'nepachta l'sh'acher. The Rambam does not say that this nevuah was batel. He says anybody can be zayicha to this nevuah. The Rambam's mashma that it's less, because he starts off you should be a chacham, and then he says you have to do the next thing to get nevuah. It's mashma, it's less. Gemara says chacham adif minavi. Right, that's one kashin. It'll be answered by what we're going to say. That the Gemara says Chacham is Taka Adif Menavi. The other kasha, the Turi Evan asks here. The Turi Evan in the back, a pirish called Turi Evan. He asks the Rambam left out. The Gemara says that to be a Navi, you have to be an Ashir and a Bal Kaima. It says Chacham and Kibar, but it says Ashir and Bal Kaima. So the Rambam doesn't bring it. Why does the Rambam leave out a Gemara? And then there's the other kasha, why the Rambam doesn't bring, the Gemara says Nevuah was Bakr. Gemara says that the Chacham was Mespal to be Mevatel Yitzur Davai Gezara. And that Malachi is Saif Kala Nevin. The Rambam seems to say that Nevuah could still apply. So there's the aside I started to mention yesterday that there are two gedarim of nevuah. There are two gedarim in nevuah. There's two types of nevuah. There's a nevuah that the Rambam is describing. A person reaches a certain maila, and the maila miyad the nevuah shayralav. Like Eldar Umeidat. Eldar Umeidat, how did they become nevi'im? They started saying nevuah because they reached a certain madrega. So Eldar Umeidat misnabim b'machdim. There's a second geder of nevuah, and this geder of nevuah is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send a message. He wants to send a message to Klal Yisrael. He chooses the right person for that message, and then he becomes the shliach. Now, sometimes that person is someone who has the first nila also, but not always. Right? The Lavan had nevuah. Says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Lavan when he was running after Yaakov. So Lavan did all these things. He didn't do any of these things. He wasn't a chacham. So there's a second type of nevuah, which is that a nevuah is given in nehat tzarech hazman. For whatever purpose that it's needed, that's when nevuah is given. So two separate gedarim and nevuah. One is a maila, a madrega the person has. And one is the nevuah that's given for a purpose, usually for Klal Yisrael purpose. That's the second Darga of nevuah. All of the halachis that it says about nevuah apply only to the second group and not to the first group. That all applies to a navi who sent because there's a tzarech hazman. A navi who's a shliach, you have hilchis nevuah. A navi who because he was a baal madrega, he's shayra on him nevuah. So that there are no halachis. Hilchis nevuah, l'mashal. There's a halacha that a navi who's kaivish nevuasa is chayiv misa. A navi who's told a nevuah and he doesn't tell it to anybody is kaivish nevuasa. So by Eldar Umeidar it says that they said nevuah, and the pasuk says clearly Yeshua told Moshe Rabbeinu Adoni Moshe Kloim. Moshe shut them up. Tell them to stop talking. And Rashi says they were saying, Moshe meis yeshua manchil. So he said, tell them to stop saying it. And what did Moshe answer? Moshe said, Havavai, miyitein, neviyah, kolam Yisrael neviyah. So they found an etzah, hatal aleim tzarchi tzibur, veim kolam aleim. Make them busy with tzarchi tzibur, and in Eilu they'll be bought. But the kasha is, how could you say adeni Moshe kloi? Kaivish nevuah says chayiv nisa. So, how can you say adeni Moshe kloi? The teretz is that Kavish Nevoah says Chayav Nisa is only that darg of Nevoah, the second darg, where you're sent with something. You're sent with a Nevoah, so then there's a halacha that you have to say it over. But if Stamazai, a person is a Balmadrega, like Elder Omeida, there's no Isser of Kavish Nevoah if he doesn't say his Nevoah. The same thing. Tysus and Sanhedrin says that when a Navi is told a Nevuah, all the other Nevi'im know it also. The Yediyah comes to all the Nevi'im. As I state in Tysus. So the Achrayim are Matmiya from numerous cases where it's clear they didn't know. I remember one Kasha is when Shmuel gets his first Nevuah. Shmuel our Navi, he gets his first Nevuah in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. Anybody know what the first Nevuah is? That the Bnei Eli are going to die. Get to the war, Bnei Eli are going to die. And afterwards, Eli tells Shmuel, he makes him swear, tell me the Nevuah, if not, it should be chal on you. Because Eli puts a lot of Shmuel, he wants Shmuel to tell him what the Nevuah was. He knows he had Nevuah, because if you read in the Pasuk, when the Nevuah, Navi first came to him, then the Kreel on Nevuah, he thought Eli was calling him. Eli told him that it's the coil of a Nevuah, when it comes, it's a hachoy, you have to imagine yourself, you get Nevuah. So next morning, Eli tells Shmuel, tell me the Nevuah. Shmuel doesn't want to say, his children are going to die. So he's mashbia him, he says, if not, the klola should be chal on you. So it's a Sharon Taisus. Taisus says, if one Navi's told something, the other Navi knows. Eli is one of the Memchest Nadim. So how could he not know? But the Teretz is these things we're talking about. All Hilchis Nevuah, all Klolei Nevuah, are Nevuah that's said to be told over. If you're a Shliach, to be told over, to say over a Nevuah, then there, the Halachas of Nevuah apply. If someone's a Baal Madrega, because of his Madrega, he's Echad to Nevuah. So then, there's no Halacha of Nevuah. There's no Halacha that everybody else knows what he knows. All of these things don't apply. A Navi Sheker is easy to find because the other Navi'im didn't hear about it. No, but it's a Fakir, it's a Raya because, you mean why it says in Lo Yavai that you'll know? I'm not sure. But, it's so easy that every Dar has so many Navi'im. How many Navi'im are there in the Dar? That on this Dar of Nevuah, it says altogether 48 Navi'im. So that every Dar had multiple Navi'im. The same thing to be usher. The Gemara says that you have to be an usher and a Bal Kaima to be a Navi. So first of all, it's Yashir because the person is not so tall or because the person is not so rich, he can't be a Navi. And more than that, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Turi Evan asks. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that a Baskel came out, they were sitting in Yavna, and twice the Baskel came out and said, Yesh Bechem Echad is Roy L'Nevuah, El Shein Dairi Roy. So Nosnoi Neyem, the first Gemara says, Nosnoi Neyem B'Shmuel HaKotan. And the second Gemara says, Nosnoi Neyem B'Hillel HaZakim. So Turi Evan says, Shmuel HaKotan was called Shmuel HaKotan because he was short. And Hillel was poor. It says, Eina Shri Shruya, Ela Asher Ba'Kaima, Chacham Gibar, Asher Ba'Kaima. So what's with Asher Ba'Kaima? So like I was saying, it's good. All the Klolei Navi only apply to the type of Nevuah when you're sent with a Shlichus. If because you're a Baal Madrega, so Baal Madrega, that Nevuah is not, that Madrega could come without it. So and the Marsha really says it. What it means, I don't know exactly, but...
What does the Dari have to do with it? He is the Madrega, which should be a Navi. What does it do with
the Dari pulled down the level that he would have been right to. The truth is that the kasha is asked, what does it mean in Dari Roy, if the Rambam says. So that they say is, if he'd have been a Dari Roy, he would have hit the mark, because the Dari slapped him down. Anyway, but the point I just want to say, the Marsha says, why do you have to be an usher of Bal Kaima? Because the Teva is, people listen to rich people. If Hashem sends someone with a shlichus, it makes them be rich. Because you want the people to listen. A rich person, people listen to more than a poor person. They think he's smart. Even though he never made a penny in his life, his father left him in Yerusha, and that's why he's rich. You look at a Rockefeller, he thinks he's so smart, you know. He didn't make a penny in his life. His father left him real estate. He wouldn't go to the office one day, he'd be just as rich. But he's convinced that he's rich because he's a genius. Everyone else is convinced that way too. So the Marsha says that that's why you have to be an Asher Bal Kaima. People should listen. It's clear, if you're just a Bal Madrega, then there's no halacha that you have to be.
What?
Excuse me, what?
The part
of the Yetzirah is only if you're rich. The part of the Yetzirah, the person is only if you're rich. If you're not rich, maybe you don't have the same Yetzirah. Okay, but so he could have a bigger Yetzirah, he could have a smaller Yetzirah. The Rambam says you have to be Miskavi Yetzirah, even if you're not rich. I'm not talking rich. He says Gibar means. Who? Yeah. Right.
It was a little boy.
It was a little boy, but Pekat. It was Zarach Shem Sheshel Shmuel. That's when he was going to take over now. He was going to be. How old he was? He was going to be. The Pasuk says that the whole Pesach of Nevuah came to Shmuel. It was Nisrav and Nevi'im in Israel when he came back. Look, they had to be. But anyway, this is it certainly wasn't set to be told over. If it was set to be told over, he would have told Eli. It was not set to be told over. So that's why he same thing. The Ramban, the Chumash, says that just like there's a din, that you're not allowed to be Meira Halacha Lufnei Rabbi, you're not allowed to be Mifnabe Lufnei Rabbi. The Ramban is in Parshas Baloischad. He says that by Elder Omeidod, the title was that Allah be Mistabi Lufnei Rabba. Now HaMikdover asks on the Ramban, what do you mean? You can't be Kaibish Nevuah, say. Just because your Rebbe is there, you can not say a Nevuah. You have to say a Nevuah. So Lufi Armahalach, it's good. Then in Achidami, if you're told to say it over, you have to say it over. But he's talking Ken. And Elder Omeidad, who are not. This aside is in the Malbim in two places, the beginning of Yirmiyah and the beginning of Amos. He says this aside of two dargas in Nevuah, two types of Nevuah, and he learns it into a pasuk. The pasuk says, by Yirmiyah b'terem etzarcha b'beten yedaticha. The Pasuk says that Yirmiyah was born to be a Navi. And Shvad, the Rambam says you have to be kind of Madrega to be a Navi. It's not automatic. So the Rambam answers that two Dargas in the Vuh, even a Lavan could be, a Bilam could be a Navi if there's a Tzairah. But otherwise not. Now the aside of this is a Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah that there were Nevi'im and Klal Yisrael Keflayim Kiyetzi Mitzrayim, which is a 1.2 million Nevi'im over the history of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara also says, Mem Ches Nevi'im Hayu Amdul Yisrael. There were 48 Nevi'im. So the Gemara says, the Nevuah Shehutzrach L'Dairis is the 48. Which we understand to mean, in the Nevuah that was needed, there was a purpose of it being told over, is the 48. And the others, they were Bali Medrega. They were not a Bali Medrega Klal Yisrael. Rashi counts the 48. He counts Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in the 48. There's Agah from the Gra who takes out Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. If you learn Mesechtas Megillah, Rashi says Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov with the Memchas Nevi'im. The Gra says, like Arsina, though he argues, he says they're not. So you wonder what the Gra holds, they weren't Nevi'im. But it's very geschmack. The Gra takes it out, not because they weren't Nevi'im, they were Heligiyim, like the 1.2 million, for sure they were part of. But they weren't told the Nevuah to tell over to Klal Yisrael, because there was no telling over to Klal Yisrael. By Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Rashi apparently holds that they have to pull Klal Yisrael. They hold that. Anyway, this is a Klal Gadol in Yanei Nevuah. But somebody said yesterday, maybe so, we had the two Gemaras. One Gemara says that Nevuah is Nitlam and Nevi'im and it went to Chachamim. The one Nevuah is taken from Nevi'im and given to Shaitim and Tinaikis. The Teres Chaim says, why was it given to Shaitim and Tinaikis? The Sivai Shalom didn't want to take away the Shefa of Chesed from the world. He gave it that there should still be such a Shefa. It could be that these are the two things. The Chacham means the Baal Madrega. He has whatever Darga he has of Nevuah. And when Hashem wants to send a message, the Shaita is not a Baal Madrega. But the Shaita is has this Mida of a message. These are the two stories. They were messages that were sent through this Mida. But Tzaddik rather writes that the reason we see in the Shaita and the Down syndrome children, all these, he says, the reason we see in them such a purity is because Nevuah, what is Nevuah? The Rambam said Nevuah is your Pirish from Gashmias and your close to Ruchnias. So the Reb Tzaddik writes that when it's in David Tzaddik, that when Nevuah was Nitna L'Shaitim, the word is that the Shaitim have this Darga of being Pirish for Midas Rais. They should be Muchan for a certain level of Nevuah. What I mean, they're not on the level the Rambam is describing, but that's why they have the Tyrus HaNefesh. It comes from this, he says it comes from this Gemara. How do you explain children who don't seem to have that Tyrus HaNefesh? I don't know. But he says it at least about the Shaitan. Okay, let's start the next Gemara. Amra for the Breda of Yeshua. Pshita chelek b'char b'chelek pashut. Yavinu le'achad nitzra. Pashut. That when two Yarshim are dividing, a Bukhar and a Pashut, that Yavinu le'achad nitzra. Now, obviously, if there are two, there's no Bukhar, there are two Yechidim, two sons, there's no Bukhar. So then obviously, it's like every Chalukah you get. The Chiddush here is that the Chelek Bukhar comes achad nitzra. In other words, you know, you can look at the Bukhar and say, look, you're getting two Chalukim. So you're getting A and B. Who says A and B have to be together? So Agamara is telling us that the Bukhars, two Chalakim, go together. And Taisus says that because there is a Kosov. Taisus Chalak Bukhar, Chalak Pasha, Vilay Chad Mitzrak, and the Naf Columbia Schneichlin, the Ksid Tishnai, and Makash Chalak Bukhar, and Chalak Pasha. So we don't have a Kosov that a Bukhar, the Tishnai, is a Chad Mitzrak. The Pnei Shleimai. That's a question. Why Beth and what I say now? Yeah. So let's say you have a man who leaves $2 million worth of karka, and two sons no bukhar. So one gets $1 million, one gets $1 million. Each person's $1 million worth of karka goes to is a chad mitzvah. So you have another man who left only $1 million worth of karka. He has a bukhar and a pasha. So bukhar is getting two-thirds of $1 million. Why shouldn't he get an achad mitzvah? It's different than if he'd be a pasha, he'd be getting that amount of money. So that needs a hezber, which will answer, the Pnei Shleimai will answer at least on some Rishayim. The Pnei Shleimai, which we didn't use enough here in Bava Basra, it's a kagma, I think it's a Talmud Agra on the Masechta, but his pieces are generally short. But here he has a chakira. What's pshat in the Gzeres HaKosov that a Bechar gets pishnayim, a chad mitzvah? Is the pshat that the Gzeres HaKosov is telling us that kipashte, that the Bechar is chelik, Bechayra, the chelik pshuta, that two chalakim, but they come together? Or is pshat, no, they're one chelik. You shouldn't think the Bechar's two parts are like two brothers. No, it's one. It's one big chelik. Now, what's the difference? It sounds like words. Are they two separate chalakim and exerce a kosev, you get it together? Or is it exerce a kosev that it's all one chelik? So, Pnei Shleimai brings a nafkamina in a case in the Rush. The Rush brings the following case. A father died. He left a bechor and a pashut, and he has two pieces of karka. Okay, one is in New York and one is in Chicago. The, what? It's like one chelik. So his mom is like one chelik. You see, he left two pieces of karka. He left in New York a piece of karka worth $1 million, and in Chicago a piece of karka worth $500,000. So now the Bukharim Pashut, they have nothing to fight over. It's simple. Our Gemara is saying the Bukhar gets the $1 million karka, and the Pashut gets the $500,000. That's what we're saying. The Pashut says, I'd rather have the half of the karka in New York, and you get to Chicago and half of New York. So that's our Gemara. The Gemara says, no. He gets the $1 million karka in New York, even though this means that there's no negotiation. Usually Chalukah, you decide how to divide it. There's nothing to talk about, says the Rush. Taka says, he gets the $1 million karka, he gets the half of it. Klert, the Rosh Hashem. What happens if the Pashut had a piece of karka next door to the $1 million karka in New York? He was a bar mitzvah to that karka in New York. So now he comes with a tiny bar mitzvah and he says that I would like to get half of the New York karka next door to my karka. So the Rosh says that he gets it. He has a tiny bar mitzvah and he'll get the piece next to his karka. The Rambam says, no, nothing doing. The Rambam says that Bechor gets the two together. The Beis Yosef defends the Rambam. The Beis Yosef always defends the Rambam. He says, what's the Shaiva? The Pashut is coming with a tiny bar mitzvah. He says, give me half of the New York karka. I live right next door. But the Beis Yosef, since when could tiny bar mitzvah override Gzeres HaKosov? Gzeres HaKosov. If it's Gzeres HaKosov, how could a Tainid Bar Mitzvah override a Gzeres HaKosov? Gzeres HaKosov is that the Bechor gets both Chalokim together. The Rambam and the Beis Yosef learned, Tak it's Gzeres HaKosov, that Bechor Pashut to Chalok is all in one. But the Rush learned the second way. The Rush learned that the Pasuk is just telling us that those two Chalokim are one Chalok. That's all. It's not a Gzeres HaKosov, he has to get it. It's a Gzeres HaKosov, you shouldn't look at the Bechor as two brothers, you look at him as one. If you look at him as one, so then the Rush is right. So he's one, but still, he's as much a Bar Mitzvah. The other person's a Bar Mitzvah. He's not a tiny Bar Mitzvah in such a case. Why does he have two Pashuts, and one of them is a Bar Mitzvah? So he has a tiny Bar Mitzvah. So the same thing he says over here, that that it's a Gzeres HaKosov. The Rush holds Gzeres HaKosov is just in Dinei Mamonis. That's one chelik. The Rambam holds no. It's a halach. It's a Gzeres HaKosov that you get them next to each other. Like the Rambam, it's answered. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? It's pashut. It's a bar mitzvah. The bechor gets a chelik. Like the Rambam, it's very geschmack. It's taka big chiddush. The chiddush is that even though al tzdinei mamonis you shouldn't get, because the other person is a bar mitzvah, the other person has at least as much a tain as him. But the gzeres hakosov overrides dina de bar mitzvah. So gzeres hakosov of bechor, wherever possible, gets both his chalokim together. It says also it's into Tysus kasha. Tysus answers, why do you need the gzeres hakosov that the bechor gets both of them together? It's midas sedayim. It's an enev zalechosim. Kaifen al midas sedayim. So it's really the same kasha as pshita. Like the Rambam says, the pesh loyim. Like the Rambam, it's good. The gzeres hakosov is even in a case with the other person. It's not midas sedayim. The other person is a bar mitzvah. He wants a part of the New York field. So kamash one, the gzeres hakosov that he doesn't get. So he learned here a big chiddush now that, like the Rambam, the gzeres hakosov that the bechor has a right to get his two chalokim next to each other. Yavam, when a Yavam gets a double chelik, Amar Abaye, hihi. Same thing. Aitama b'char kai rachman. Rava amar amak rava hiya b'char. Havi yasei ki b'char. Veichalu kasei b'char. He doesn't have this extra zeres akasei. Hahu dezavin ara amitzra de beinashia. I took your size here, the pshat ends up the same. A person bought a piece of karka alongside a piece of land, which now there would be a chalukah and he could have a tiny debar mitzvah. Ki kapalgu amalei pligali amitzrai. So he said, I'm a bar mitzvah, give me my Yerusha next door. Amar rabba kagoyin zeh kaifin amidasidah. He said, he's right. Tine bar mitzvah. Maske v'lar of Yosef. Amri lei ochi, the brother should say, malin lei ilave. Ki nisli debay mar medin. They could say, no, that land, it's worth to us like nisli debay marion. It's worth to us more money. We don't want to give it to you unless you're willing to give us more money for it. Bill Sikker of Yosef. Now the question is, what does this mean? What are the brothers saying? Right, there are two brothers. A piece of land in New York, a piece of land in Chicago. They're worth equal. The piece of land in New York is right next door to one brother. So he's tidy the bar mitzvah. I get the piece of land in New York, you get the one in Chicago. I rob a paskin that way. So comes Rabbi Yosef, he says, no, they could say, the piece of land in New York, that's worth a lot of money. Well, what does that mean, they could say? They could say. It means, if they really believe it, they could say it. Or sometimes in Dina Mamas, you say, you could tie them. You know, it's not Emes. Very unclear, what does it mean, they could say it's worth more? They could stop saying, even if it's not true. So the Ramban learns in Rashi, not sure where in Rashi, you see a clerk from Rashi, that they could just say it. They could just say it's worth more to us. It's worth more money to us. It's taka matmiya. But the what? Yechayim loymar means. Is that more than the Lashon HaGemara? What's Lashon HaGemara? Amrilei Achi. Chaylam Leimer. Chaylam Leimer sounds like they have a right to say. Does Rashi mean they have a right to say it even if it's Sheker or even only if it's Emes? It's not so clear. The Rosh brings from Rabbeinu Tam that, which is here in Taisvis, that he could say, I don't want to give up my rights. I have a right to a gairo. I don't want to give up my rights to a gairo. And therefore, I'm not giving it to you. Because he's not even saying it's mishubeches. He just say, look, I have a right to a gairo. You want that piece of land, pay me for it. And the rush is matmiya. He says, every bar mitzvah. Why can't you tell him, you want this piece of land, pay for it, pay more for it. No such thing. So Gemara has a second case. Maskif, sorry, Hilchos Rabbi Yosef. Trey Aras, a trey. Hilchos Rabbi Yosef means if the market value is more, so it's not machlokes. If they're saying it's worth to us more. So if they're saying that it's true, it's worth more to us, and then they could then the Bible said they could say the tithe. When I say that's if it's true, I don't mean that the market value is true. The market value is true, it's called the Amavim either. It means they're saying to us it's worth more truthfully. I mean, what's Rabba's Shita? Rabba would hold. I assume that Rabba says, what's the difference what you say? The market value, we call it an expert, the market value in this in the field in New York and Chicago are the same. I think. You see, what you're doing is, you're not bringing right from Hilchos Rabbi Yosef. You're saying, how could Rabba argue?
Right.
So Rab is saying that even if they say to us it's worth more, it's nishkataina. If the market value is the same, who cares if you like it better? If you like it better, then it shouldn't have big ears. Zach the Gemara, second case. Trey Iris, our Trey Nigri. Two pieces of land on two water sources. Amarabba could go in there, Kaifer Amidah Sadan. Maskach for Rabbi Yosef. Zimna the high midval, high low midval. Sometimes one water source is better and one is not as good. So how can they, a person could say, I like that water source better than the other? So again, Rabbi Yosef is saying the same thing. And again, the Gemara says, Hilchzik Rabbi Yosef. Atarti achad nigra. If there's one water source, a piece of land on each side, Amar Rabbi Yosef, this amaydu. The guy is there, kaifan amaydu the sedai. So there was zicha kaifan. Maskif lor abaya. Motzi Amar b'ino da apisha risei. Why can't he say, I'd rather get the piece of land in the middle, and you get two on my two sides, and that way, I'll have a better shmira. Every time you have an aris, there'll be a shmira. I'm in the middle. So la milsihi. You can't say such a time. I want to make your land uncomfortable, so I should have a benefit from it. That's not a time. Chagisa nagra, chagisa nahara. If there are two different types of water source, and nobody can force the other one to take one and not the other. Talgina la bekarna zula. You find some way, figure out the pictures, you find some way of dividing it so that everyone gets equal access to the nahar and equal access to the Nagra. Dividing it the way Rashi has is very difficult. Each person to plow his field is going to have a very hard time. So you have to find a good way to divide it, but that each person should have equal access, and that's the idea of the picture in Rashi. The Mukhi Yosef here writes that there's a Machlekes Rishayim, what's the ideal way for Shutzen to split? Is the ideal way through Gairal, which we find in the Torah, that Yarshim, that Yarshim should divide. He brings Bishem Deraivid. I'm sorry, he brings Bishem Deramban, that the ideal way is through Gairo. And he brings Bishem Deraivid, who appears to hold that the best way is through Ilui Damin. You say, why do you offer for it? Why do you offer it? Let it go up in value. And if it goes up in value, Ilui Damim is a preferable way for Yerusha. So they have machlokes, which method is the best. Today, people negotiate things, which is in a sense Ilui Damim, but no one forces them to do Ilui Damim, and that's the way Chalukah is made. V'lo yaseh traklin, so we said in the Mishnah, Gairol, the gairol, you have to put a value, but that, I guess, will be absolute value, not value to me, according to the Rosh Hashanah. You get a market value. Yeah, you need to make a gairol. You make a gairol every inch. You have to make a chalukah somehow. And see, a chalukah can be done objectively, but who should get it can't be done objectively. So you do the chalukah. The best not do the chalukah if they can't agree, and then. Again, when we learned the Mishnah, I told you the big chiddush of the Mishnah is the shutfim could force each other to split. Even though I started a shutfis with you, I don't want to split. But a shutfim could force each other to do a chalukah. What happens? The Mishnah said only if there's a kedei enough for each person. What happens? There's not enough for Yehuda Omar. Is Dina the good ayogod? Rav Nachman Amar less Dina the good ayogod. Now we pass it. Is Dina, which means that there's a halacha of good ayogod. What does it mean, good ayogod? So Rashi says, first Rashi after the diagram, Zesha writes a lachloik, Aymal Zesha Aina writes a lachloik. The one who wants to divide, he has to set the price. He says, Oy kaitzli davin, the k'nei lecha chelki. Either buy me out or buy you out. She has to say how you set the price.
He says the one who wants to divide,
so let me first tell you this. Tysus is Dina. Brings two shittas and how the price is set. How do you set a price? You have shittin. They share a business b'shutfis, and one wants to buy out the other one. So istina de gura yagad nilari afilu b'dami mikarim harbi yaisem yishav yav yachalayim alay gura yagad. The relearns the way most people understand what's gura yagad. You want to do a chalukah? Tell me a number, and that number either I'll take from you or I'll buy you that. So obviously, the person who wants it is going to set the price higher. If you and I are shutzim, we own a company together, and now we're dividing. So, if I'm interested in keeping the company, so I tell you, good or y'all good, I'm giving you the choice, either you buy or I buy. So I'm going to give you the choice at a higher price, because I want to set a price that you're not likely to want to buy it out. So the Rish says that you can set the price at what we call a Yiloy Hadamim, at a higher price, and that's the way you do it. We have to use the Maharam's Girsa. The Girsa itself is hard. Dimkei kol ashir at the side of the page. Yosalek ani shutfay b'davar she'ein b'din chalukah. If so, you're giving an ashir an advantage, because the wealthier a person is, the more he can afford to invest and to buy a company at more than its value. Ideilu b'dam b'chad she'ein b'din chalukah. So the Ritzvah holds no. Good or yogur means the one who wants to split tells the one who doesn't want to split, we're going to get an estimated value. And it's up to you. Either you buy me out, or I'll buy you out. But the one who wants to split, yodai ala tachtayimah, he's at a disadvantage, because he has to give the other person the choice. Now the Ri from the Ritzvah's kasha, not so sure. Ritzvah asked, if so, a rich person will always buy out a poor person. The answer to that would be that Eloi Damim is a Milah. The Ravid, the Mukhias brings him the Ravid. Now what do you mean? Eloi Damim, it's a Milah, the poor person gains. Because if he's going to be bought out at market value, and this way the rich person will jack up the price and give him more money to buy him out. So even though the rich person is at an advantage, he can afford to buy out the other person. But Lamaisa, everybody gains. The rich person gains that he gets what he wants. But the poor person has to get more money for it. So what? It's well short term. Short term he's gonna end up better. But the other way, he's gonna end up with less money. This way he ends up with more money. Unless he decides he wants the character.
Unless he'll offer him less.
This is start of the be able to get it's a timer. Is that what the Mara means?
According to the
argument is either Eloi Dami. You mean he'll be able to force him out for a cheaper price, which is talking about
the
stock.
They appraise at market value, so they don't make market value. He doesn't have any money and the price
here is one. I hear. I mean, that type it's hard to answer. The fact that he can force him out at less than market value, which is certainly not Yashir, it's hard to answer. What? If he finds a lender, he can borrow. Maybe that's the pshat. What? So it's wonderful. They're good. Right. But yeah, we have to start with the hanacha that the ikar adin is that shutfim could force each other to split. In other words, the das of the Torah is that shutfim should not be stuck with each other. You see that from the yesh beidin chalukah, one wants to split, one doesn't, you can force him to split. So if you start with that hanacha, that the yoshir is shutfim shouldn't be stuck with each other. That's the kavanas ha-Torah. Then it's a hanacha that I can force you to split. Now the fact that I can jack up the price is a milah. It's an advantage that at least you'll get a better price for it. Now this din of good or yogod is a tremendous chiddush, because again, you're forcing me to do something with my money that I don't want to do. Why can I say, you want out, so pay me extra if you want me out? There's a machlokes rishonim if good oyogun is a din d'oraisa or a takana d'rabbana. And maybe from the Gemara later we'll see a raya one way or the other. But there's a machlokes rishonim is d'oraisa d'rabbana. The ikka kler, the lomdis of good oyogun that the Melt tumbles over this sugya, is a chakira as follows. What is pshat good oyogun? When you and I own the Empire State Building, we're building together. It's Embay Din Chalukah. So we're going to split it. So we're going to do good ayogot. What's the pshat? You could learn it's an oifen of Chalukah. It's a type of dividing. The Torah was geyser that shutfim can't be stuck with each other. You have to be able to buy each other out. This is a way of splitting. Who says splitting has to be all property? It could be property and cash. Or you could learn that it's a type of mechira, it's a sale. That since be'etzem, I own half and you own half, and we don't want to be stuck together, so you'll sell to me your chelik in what's going on here. That it's not a chaluka, but it's a mechira. My nafkamina, see there are many nafkaminas, the simplest nafkamina is if one of the shufim is a cup. We have a rule, ein meichrim b'dichsei cotton, that we don't sell real estate of a cotton, unless you don't know what to eat, but we don't sell real estate of a cotton. Because real estate, it's hard to judge what a person would rather not sell, yes, sell. Ein meichrim b'dichsei cotton. And if you learn, but a cotton is a shutif, he's mechiv to split a shutfist. If you have a cotton, who's a shutif in a chatzin that has eight amis, we divide it four amis to him, four amis to him. Chalukah we do, mechira we don't. What's the din by a cotton, good or yogurt? Could you say good or yogurt to a cotton? So that is totally in this chakira, Reb Shmuel, the Chlish Reb Shmuel brings this, that it's totally, he brings names of Yishenim on both sides, that if you hold that a cotton is included, that means a din chalukah. If you hold that a cotton is not included, then it's not a din chalukah. Second nafkamina is what happens if one person doesn't want, and he's not being maskim. They tell him the halach is you have to. So they bring, I think, from the Yad Ramah, kaifin oisei acheyem eroitzani. Best enforces until he says roitzani. So Frektor Shmuel, why do you need roitzani? You need him. Why do you need him to say right to me? You just take. The halach is you take it from him. So Rav Shmuel, if you hold it to mechira, then you need das makna. He has to be makna his half to the other person. If you hold it that halach and dine chaluka, the way of doing a chaluka. Chaluka doesn't have to be cash. It could be the chaluka of value. So chaluka, you can do it without the other person knowing. But if you hold. I guess it was Meruba. We have such a Gemara that the Gemara said that if there's cash in the cash register, so one shutif could go and take half the cash. Right? The Gemara said that there's a shutif who tried to take half the cash and Rav Nachman told him, you have no right. And then when the shutif did it, Rav Nachman said he has a right. The Gemara said that he was a, Rav Nachman said, going duh, Dayan has to explain why. So you remember what the Gemara said? Why? I think the chiluk was if it's something that you're dividing like wine, which could be better or worse, so then the shutif can't take without his other shutif. You have to make sure you're getting. But if you're dividing something which they're all the same, like coins that are all the same, so then you can do it without the other person knowing. But the bottom line is shutif could divide without the haskan. Mechira, you need, he should say right side. So when the Yad Ramah says that he has to say right side, he holds it's a mechira. The chalukas hashutfis that you don't need aska. So this is the chakira. We'll spend a little bit of time on it tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem. The Tosis Kaifenes Rabbi is also a rather famous Tosis, gigantic Tosis. But there are a few lines in Tosis that make it a pretty famous Tosis. So for tomorrow we'll do good ayagud at Tosis Kaifen. Tomorrow's already Wednesday. Thursday. We'll finish the parak. We'll try to finish whatever we could, and then the three plots will be left with. So, like as I said,